So, I mean, it's apparently from the Ron, from the beginning of the Ron, first Ron Yuma. So, apparently, the enumeration isn't just simply a method to help you remember the enumerate. So each one is a conceptual realm, a halachic conceptual realm. So that's why, if shtiyah b'chlal achila, so you can't count it as though. It's identical in terms of its framework, conceptual framework. So that's why it counts as one. The fact that it counts as, how you count it is not a matter of counting. You should remember what the enuyim are numerically. But each enumeration is a different halachic category in the framework of enui, of how it affects the person, how the person relates to it. So therefore, achila shtiyah b'chlal achila means that there's no difference conceptually in the enui of it, whether it's refraining from shtiyah or whether it's refraining from achila. In terms of the gavra, the adam is one kind, the same concept of enui. It's the same concept of enui. That's what the Ron is saying. That's what the Ron is saying. Okay, it's the same concept. In other words, what would it mean? I mean, what would it mean if you want to develop it a little further? I mean, what would you say? More basic stuff. Yes. I mean, simply, the question would be, if a person refrains from achila and not from shasiya, would he have a kiyamino? Would he have a kiyamino? You understand, would he have a kiyamino? So if you say shasiya b'chlal achila, he has no kiyam. There's nothing. It's absolute zero. But if you say that shi and achila are two separate enumerations, you enumerate them separately, so then it would come out. If the person refrained from shia and did not refrain from achila, so he'd have a kiyum. So the enumeration is really kiyume inui. Kiyume inui. So since the enumeration is kiyume inui, so if shia b'chlal achila, so if you don't refrain from shasiya and you refrain from achila or vice versa, it's worthless. There's no kiyamino at all. Right. Yeah. I mean, when we're saying here one kiyam of inui, we're not speaking about the kiyam on mitzvah and the gavra. We're talking about the shem inui. One shem inui. So there are differences. If I say that the inui is measured in terms of achila and shasiya are two separate inuyim, or with regard, let's say, to halamas or whatever. But the number signifies the kiyum inui. And the kiyum inui of achila and the kiyum inui of shia is two separate kiyumim of inui. Two separate kiyumim of inui. The nafkamina would be like you mentioned with regard to halama. That's nafkamina. But I'm not talking about the kiyum on mitzvah. I'm talking about this, the kiyum of inui. So, therefore, if, for instance, the person was an ochel and a shosa ba'lama achas, so the question would be, is he chayev on two, or is he chayev on one? But, I mean, they're nafkaminas. I don't even care about nafkaminas right now. But the point is, the number is not really a number, simply a number to memorize what the name are. But the number characterizes the category of the inui. So achila and shasiya is one, means it's one kiyam of inui. You can't split them up into two. Okay. The same maisa inui? I mean, the question is in terms of the maisa inui. I mean, nafkaminas have nafkaminas. I'm not talking about the kiyam. I shouldn't use the word kiyam. The kiyam, because you're thinking of the kiyam I say in the gavra. But that is right. The kiyam I say in the gavra could be one, could be many. I'm not sure about that. But let's speak about the maisa inui. The maisa inui. Is it one maisa inui or is it two different maisa inui? That's the enumeration. The enumeration defines what the maisa inui is. So that's what the Ron is saying, that achila and shasiya are really one maisa inui. What the nafkaminas are, there can be many nafkaminas. But in concept, conceptually, I mean, the Ron is pointing out that shasiya b'chlal achila, which means that shasiya and achila are both together, are one maisa inui. They could have been two separate maisa inui, like Nidos HaSandal and like Rechitza, but they're not. So the enumeration is an enumeration of a category of maisa inui. What is the maisa inui? That's what the Ron is basically saying. Okay, yes? It means there's no tziruf. There's no tziruf in the between the two, because in other words, if you can be mitzar, for instance, a chatzis shir. So if you have two chatzis shirim, so you can be mitzar of them to one shir. But you can't be mitzarif a chatzis shir of achila and a chatzis shir of shasiya into one unit. There's no tziruf, because they're not commensurate in the frame of reference of measuring the shear. They're not commensurate. Two different systems. But in terms of the Maisa Inui, in terms of the Inui, the Din Inui, the Din Inui is one Maisa Inui. Okay? Yeah. Okay. You pay Alf Manalfa, what Rashi says is Chachma. That's why if he's Ochal Vishasa Belamachas, that's what he mentioned. And Chayav Alachas. But that's because it's one Maisa Inui. It's one Maisa Inui. So that's what the Ron is basically saying. I mean, the Nafmin is true, is Halamachas, but the concept, the underlying concept of the Ron, is that the enumeration is an enumeration of Maisa Inui. And it's significant to determine whether the Maisa Inui of Achila and the Maisa Inui of Shasiya are two Maisa Inui. Yeah, Nafmin will be go out to Halama. Fine Nafminis. But in Halacha, I mean, it's important to establish what the categories are. So that's what the Ron is saying, that the enumeration of five or six is a significant point, because there we're determining whether it's one Maisa Inui or whether it's two separate Maisa Inui. So every enumeration is a different Maisa Inui. Okay? All right. It seems like almost. I mean, the Ron introduces the idea of Masran HaKasul HaHacham. So that seems like so that solves all the problems. So now you can have anything can work. Because once you give it a chacham, they have a right to be misak anything. So they say kala rechatzas paneo, okay, melech, and then you also sandal for a chaya. Any type of exemption that you want, you can create, because the chachamim have a right to formulate it the way they want. Okay, all right. So it seems like an ad hoc answer. And I mean, when you muscle, all right, it's a way out. When muscle has a chacham, but let's go further than Ron. I want to share the Ron is a very interesting idea. Go ahead. Stop. Okay. So he says the Ram also holds, the Ram doesn't say Masan Akasal Chachamim, but the Ram also holds is Midaraisa. Ella, now he goes on. Ella Delo Mechvara. What's his question? Yeah, what's the Ram's question? This is the great difficulty. What is the Ram's question over here about the Tinokos Mutarim Bekulon, except for Nilos of Sandal? Because the Gemara gives a reason. Gemara says, because of Revise. That's the way they're used to these things. So they don't want to take them away from them. So like the Ron says later, he says, but if it's drabbanon, he says it's okay. Why? He says either banon is shaper shakol shul tzarka shel tinok. It's interesting. He calls the tinok a pretty old youngster. But anyways, afi shigil lechinoch machilna soesem drabbanon fil biyadayim. So the tzarka is mutter. So it says, so tinokos is mutarin bekulon chutz minilas asandal. So yeah, okay, yes. But anyways, so let's say so the case is, so it's mashma that what does Ron say? It's mashma that what? Slowly, machilman bekulon the gomahinu the mutul gomah rochson losafan. Right. He says, It's an interesting thing. I mean, even when they're older, But if you're going to say that what? That it's midaraisa, so how's the mutter? So what's this question? So apparently the Ran maintains that lo masran akasav ella lachacham doesn't mean that the Torah gave over the chacham, they can do whatever they want. That's what everybody learns. You see? That's not what it means. What Lamasran Akasav Alachana means, the Isurim are deraisa, which means the Dalari Nuyim in terms of Isurim are absolutely deraisa. But why did the Torah give it over to the Chachamim? Because the Torah wanted it to be formulated in a drabbanan fashion. You see? In other words, the formulations midrabbanan are intrinsically different than the formulations midaraisa. Okay? For instance, according to a certain shittas, if you shave on, if you mistop a Erev Yontif, so then you can mistop a Cholamayit. You can't have a deraisa like that. There can't be such a deraisa. You understand yourself, it's just not possible. So the way that the rices are formulated is different than the way that the Chachamim formulate. So what the Ran is saying here is he really opens up the idea of Lamashan HaKasval HaChachamim. Lamashan HaKasval HaChachamim doesn't mean that the Torah gives it over to the Chachamim, they can do whatever they want, the way everybody learns. That's not what it means. What it means is these Yisurim are really Midaraisa. But the Torah wanted that they should be formulated like a Drabana. So how do they do that?
It's a
Momegal
framework?
No, not Momegal. It's a different framework. So the Chachamim could say that if it's... The Chachamim could have such a formulation, that Rechitza is Osir, but only when it's Rechitza Sheltainig. And therefore, if it's not Sheltainig, so then it's Mutter. So that's why Kala Rechatzes es Panel, you see. Because that's a Drabbanon legitimate formulation. Okay? But over here by the Inuyim, it's not that they were given over to the Chachamim to construct them. You understand what the Inuyim are? No! The Inuyim were formulated by the Raisa. And it's Rechitza, Sicha, and the Ilas Asandal and Tashmash Amita. Those are the Isur. Okay? And those are really midaraisa, but when Moshan HaKosvah HaChachan means that the Torah wanted that they should be formulated in a drabbanan fashion so that it shouldn't aser every rechitza. So that's only possible. So in other words, what the Torah did was it took the Inui midaraisa and it gave it over to drabbanan to put their stamp and their framework on it. Okay? But it didn't just simply tell the Rabbanan, do whatever you want. So that's why the Ran is baffled by this question. Because how is it possible that the four Inuyim, if they're Asur Midaraisa, so there's no way that you could say that a Gadol could be Rochetz a Tinal Kotten, because it's an Issur Midaraisa. You could formulate it and say that Rechitza Shel Tainug is Mutter, is Asur. And if Rechitza that's not Shaltainig is Mutter, that formulation is possible. Because that's the nature of the formulation of Midarbana. So it means the Lemosan HaKosav, going around Lemosan HaKosav HaChom has a specific meaning. It means the Isser is an Isser Deraisa, and it gave it over to the Chachomim to put their formulation on it. But not that it simply gave it over to them completely to do whatever they want with it. And the Torah said, you create the assumptions. That's why the Ran says there's no answer to this question. Because once you say Rechitza is actually Asur, so you could be Mater Rechitza Shein or Sheltainug. That you could be Mater because that would be a proper Drabbanan framework. But the Issa will be an Issa. The Issa Lakotin you can't remove. I mean, how can you do that? It's not possible to do such a thing.
That's because of the type of
an
Isser, that's because it is the
Ramah. Then, that's because the Chacham, if it's totally the Chacham, so they didn't make the Isser in that case. That's a completely different kind of a formulation. But that would mean the Chacham were given over the whole framework to create it and to not create it as they see fit. But that's not really what Lamasa Kassel Chacham means. So the Ran really over here opens up the whole idea of Lamasa Kassel Chacham. It's a new idea. Because everybody understands it to mean that the Chacham are in charge and they created the Inuyim. No. He says the Torah wanted that the Inuyim should have a Drabbanan framework of formulation. But the Inuyim themselves are Midaraisa. So then it's not Sheikh to say, if you say the Inuyim is Midaraisa, so actually when you rochets a Tinok, you actually like Machila Begedayim? Lo Sachilim? All the halachas of the Raisa are going to apply over there. You can't give any. There's no way out of it. It's only with regard to the nature of Rechitza Sheltainug or Einu Sheltainug that is contingent on the formulation of the Rabbana. But to simply make exemptions, just at will, I mean, that's only if the issur is midrabbanan to begin with. It's initially midrabbanan, so rabbanan can say it applies here. They have a right to do that. But if the issur is midaraisa, and the Torah just wanted to give it over to the Chum that they should put their stamp of the nature of the way they form their stamp of formulation on it, so then you can't say that they obliterate it in the case in certain cases. I mean, that's not what was given over to them. What was given over to them is that the Isser should have their stamp of formulation. So then you can say Rechitza Sheltainig is Asser, Rechitza Melech is not Asser. Okay? That's the formulation. But to simply give exemptions, I mean, just like this, I mean, that's not possible unless the whole Isser is generated by Rabbanan, so then they can say, we didn't place the Isser over here. But that's not the concept of L'mosra Makas L'cham according to the Ran. So it's a very interesting rhyme. I mean, the rhyme really formulates a whole new idea in Lo Mastron HaKosav El Lacham. It's a completely different idea, different concept. Yes? The Torah, the Rechitza is an Issa D'Raisa, but the framework of Inui will be formulated with the methods of the Drabana. So you understand? That's really what it means. The Issa Rechitza is an Issa D'Raisa, but the framework, in terms of its framework as it exists in the concept of Ta'anu Asnafshe Seichem, that formulation will be based on the way the Chachamim formulates. That's what the Ran is saying. But you can't exempt a cotton. I mean, it has nothing to do with it. It's really an eye opener. The Ran is really an eye opener in terms of the concept of the Masna Kazal Chachamim, which sounds like at first sight like an ad hoc answer. It's not an ad hoc answer. It's a very specific concept. That in certain cases the Torah had an Isser, but the Torah recognizes Alpiyat Torah Sheiruchos. So the Torah recognizes the Rabbanan and their methods. So the Torah wanted the methods of the Rabbanan to apply to these Isuri Daraisa. Okay, so it gave an Isser and it said, "Told the Rabbanan, you apply, give it your framework, give it your framework." So the Chachamim determine certain exceptions which are not really inui because it's not Rechitza Shel Tainug, okay? It's not Rechitza Shel Tainug, and they were matir. But interesting is, my son mentioned this point also, that you see, for instance, what does it say? It says the Lashon is that Mishi Yeshlo Chatatam Roshah Soch Kedarko Veina Choshesh, Mishi Yadam Lachlachos Betitu Betzor Rochets Kedarko Veina Choshesh. Okay, so what is the Kedarko and Veina Choshesh? I mean, what is it? Of course, it's Rochets because it's not Rochets Shiltanim. But the answer is, let's say, for instance, in other words, when the Chachamim said Kala Rochetsas Poneha, so what does it mean that they just left it in abstract? To Rechitza She'ena Shel Tainug, or the case is Nitfas Midaraisa. Do you understand what I mean? You understand the point I'm making up here? In other words, let's say, for instance, they said, Kala Rechitza Es Panel. Shel Tiskan Al Baila. So it's not a Rechitza Shel Tainug. Okay. So what does it mean? Does it mean that because it's not a Rechitza Shel Tainug, or does the case of Kala is Nitfas Midaraisa? The very case that the Chachamim, when Masan HaKos HaLacham means the case itself is essentially Nitfas Midaraisa. What? So it's not dependent anymore on the underlying phenomenon of it's not a Rechitza Shel Tainug. Okay? Let's say this Kala, for instance, doesn't care about Shlosh Shana Bible, I mean, whatever it is. And she does it because of a Tainug. Okay? Is it usher or is it not usher? So that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara says kedarko. It fits in very nicely. The miyish yeshlo chatatam brosha soch kedarko veina choshesh. What do you mean soch kedarko? It's mutter. Because the answer is like this. The answer is because once it's masan akas lachachamim, the case is nitfis midaraisa. So therefore, it's not nechoshesh for anymore. That's what it means, nechoshesh. It means the case itself was nitfas.
you say.
But that doesn't help you in terms of the Ron's dilemma. Why the Ron's problem? Because the Ron is caught. Either it's deraisa. If it's deraisa, it doesn't work out. I mean, unless the Rabbana doesn't work out, unless you apply the concept of lemasan akasav al hachanan. But even that idea will not help you. That'll help you with regard to kalon, with regard to mishiyesh al chatatan, and the other cases. But that idea won't help you at all with regard to what? With regard to exemptions, just some exemptions. You can't have exemptions. That doesn't fit into the formulation. Okay. But I just wanted to add that one point, that when the Chachamim come along and formulate, it's the case itself as nitfas. Okay. I think it's like this. That, now he's asking a question. So why does it say kenegami and not manolon? The answer is because, you need both are limudim from Sukkim. But if you say manolon, then it can't have the character of a, it can't be in the Torah in a manolon fashion, and then have this character of the stamp of Midrabanan. It could only be a Keneged in a Keneged Me form. In other words, how it's represented in the Torah is going to be determined by the nature of the Isser. If the nature of the Isser has the methods of the Rabbanan, it can't be represented in the Torah like another Isser. That's not possible. If it's represented in that fashion, so then it has to have the character of every deraisa. Okay? But if it's represented in the form of a keneged me, then it's okay. What? Then it can tolerate such a representation midaraisa, because the methods are midarabana. That's what he's saying. Very good. Good question. Very good. Yeah.